Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have with us our good friend from RCAF USA. We have Bill Bullard on with us today. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Beth Ann.
If you will give me just a moment, I want to read something to you, if you will allow me to do this. This is a letter. I just want you to know that your words are taken seriously by my listeners. And this listener sent this letter that she wrote to her district senator, her state governor, her U.S. senator, and her U.S. congressman. So I want to read this to you, if you will give me just a few minutes, because it has a lot to do with what you and I are going to talk about today.
Absolutely.
She said, "Sir, the products of farmers and ranchers should be one of our greatest concerns. Remove needed security and safety for quality food, and potential harm from disease becomes a problem. We are already having complications from imported foods into the United States of America. A government that continues to bring judgments against producers and consumers eventually destroys that country's stability and lifestyle. Why are we as a nation submitting to the World Trade Organization's demands to allow substandard meat and produce into the United States of America? We are a country without boundaries in many areas. It is destroying our national and state constitutional law. Isn't consumer protection across our nation important anymore? We are becoming an estranged people in our own homeland. Country of origin labeling, known as COOL, solves some of our problems, but is in harm's way because of the World Trade Organization. Treating American quality products the same as foreign substandard products in the marketplace stresses market value on the quality product. When produce income is cut in the United States of America, the government needs to cut taxes on the land to stabilize the family budget. People are being taxed off of their lands because they can't meet the tax demands. It is against freedom of religion in the Christian faith to eat unhealthy food products. In 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. The calamity of stress in our nation is at an all-time high. The undesirable lobbying for corporate self-interest has changed the purpose and strength of our constitutional guidance and opportunity. The stability, protection, and equality in business for the common peoples across America has diminished. Correct me if my thinking is wrong. People are complaining about international unions of corporate conglomerates taking the United States of America down. Citizenship in the United States of America should qualify corporations for taxation. It's time to follow their money trail and take the responsibility for the tax base of these United States of America also. And she adds, this grievance has been written by a revolutionary descendant of the Washington family. And I know she doesn't really care if I give her name, but I'm going to hold it back. But I just thought she did a fantastic job of putting that together. And I think she got one letter back or one response back. Anyway, it's, we're making a difference. We've just got to keep making noise.
Yeah, that's good to hear, and that's an excellent letter. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to be the citizens of this country calling upon their elected leaders to get back to the fundamentals, to begin doing what's right for the American people, as opposed to helping to line the pockets of the multinational corporations and their shareholders. So that is an excellent letter, and I'm glad to hear that people are responding to your show. It's wonderful.
Well, she is an awesome patriot, this particular woman, but I know she's one of a few. You know, you're not going to get them all to take action, but she is one of a few that will take action, and that's why we have to keep making noise and encourage others to do this.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's great.
And to make those phone calls. Now, I have to confess to you today, my computer is down. My computer's not down. My internet's down, so I can't go anywhere or look at anything. So I'm kind of I'm crippled today. But I know that we're going to discuss some important things about what's going on. I really liked both the articles that you sent to me. And as I was scurrying around here in the office trying to get my internet back up, which I was unsuccessful, I left my papers on my desk. So I'll go get them when we have our first break. But I know that you could kind of cue me in as to what the first article that you sent me. I want to use that in my newsletter, Bill, because it had so much of the statistics and everything that's going on. It trailed it so well. And I really want to discuss that today as well as where we are with COOL. But I want to discuss the World Trade Organization, TPP. We're seeing this. It just keeps popping up. It just won't go away. And the free trade is just not free for the United States, is it?
Well, no, absolutely not. But Beth Ann, if I could ask your indulgence to go back to the letter.
Absolutely.
And then talk about kind of an interesting new study that has been issued and published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And this study is actually claiming that speculation in food commodity markets has actually caused global unrest in many countries around the world, caused food riots, and it has caused, has sparked the Syrian conflict that's going on right now. And it's really an elaborate theory, and it was actually devised by what they call complex systems theorists. And here's what they said. They said that when there is a increase in food prices, in fact, when the food index maintained by the United Nations eclipses the 210 index point, then you begin to see political unrest around the countries. And what they're talking about is spikes in food prices, and that we know it occurred in 2007 and 2008 during that recession. And we know it occurred again in 2010 and 2011. And in both instances, those spikes, you know, exceeded that 210 index point of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. That just happens to be an index that they used here. Mm-hmm. But what it suggests is that when that happens, we see food riots, we see civil disobedience that leads to war, that leads to revolutions in countries. And they were actually able to mathematically model that the 2007 and 2008 recession, and we saw tremendous spikes in food prices. And this was the result of these modelists or these theorists say the primary driver was unlimited investor speculation in commodity markets. And the reason I want to bring that up is because your writer talked about how the availability or insecurity of food, you know, could destroy a nation. And she's absolutely correct. And that's why we need to really focus on the fundamentals. And this new theory that I'm sure is going to be debated hotly for many years suggests that we really do need to focus on this, not just domestically, but internationally as well. Because it could, in fact, be the root cause of many of these skirmishes that we see around the world. Well, and it's based on hunger.
You know, yes. You know, I have been told, you know, I'm really an advocate here. We're going into a break, but we're really an advocate here on CSC Talk Radio for rural America. But rural America is the foundation of all America. And somebody said, you know, you need to really find a common denominator. And it didn't take us 2 seconds to figure out what that was. And it's our food. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. I have Bill Bullard with me today. He's with RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to RCAFUSA.com. That's RCAF, it's with a dash, R-CAFUSA.com. And we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with our good friend Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to r-calf USA if your internet's not down like mine is, but that's r-calf USA.com. Bill, we have a caller, Steve from Illinois. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. Say, with the study that your guest just read, you know, speculators always get blamed, but when it comes to agriculture prices and food prices, I have to think it really is the commercial interests, both on the demand and supply side of the business, that are affecting what you know exactly where the price is and where it's going.
The article was published in the Proceeding of the National Academy of Sciences. I presume it to be the latest one that was issued, and the article I read was dated October 26.
You know,
but regarding that, and I want to make the link between that theory and our position, because as cattle producers, we have been concerned of the phenomenon in which, since the early 2000s, where investors, the large hedge funds, for example, used to invest in the equity markets. They did not invest in the commodity markets. But we passed somewhat of a deregulation scheme back in early 2000, the Commodity Markets Modernization Act, that essentially lifted the constraints and allowed these big commercial hedge funds to be investing in the commodity markets. And that's when we started to see unprecedented volatility. In fact, the volatility in our cattle industry right now, we believe, is directly attributed to the non-bona fide investors, the pure speculators that are in the market, and they don't care which way the market is moving, whether it is up or down, they can either short or long and make a profit. So we have been very concerned, and we said we need to reform the commodity futures market so that it is returned to its original two purposes. Number one, to be a price discovery tool for producers in the industry, for both buyers and sellers. And number two, to manage the risk for producers of the commodity when they sell into a, you know, a free market, open market system. And we've diverted, detracted from those original purposes, and that's a huge problem. And this new theory now expands that problem to where, hey, this isn't just the U.S. market that's being affected. This is affecting the globe.
Mm-hmm. You know, one last comment, you know, with our government intervention, how much is that adding to the price of our food?
I'm sorry, I missed that. How much did the government's actions, in what respect?
With our government interference and government intervention, you know, how much is that adding to the price of food? You know, that obviously has to be a factor that probably wasn't looked at.
No question about it. And that's a concern that we have. And there's actually two sides of that coin. One is the government's direct intervention that adds cost to production that are unnecessary. But the other is the government's refusal to enforce antitrust laws when you have participants in the industry like producers whose economic and political power is very disparate as compared to the multinational corporations. So if the government doesn't assume the appropriate role of ensuring fairness and justice in the marketplace, then the producers can be exploited, just as they can be exploited by a government imposing regulatory requirements on producers that do nothing but add to their cost of production. You're absolutely right.
Yep. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right. You know, it gets kind of complicated, but it really is very simple when we get down to the nitty-gritty of it. It's this TPP and the things that are going on with it, Bill, it's not going to be on the positive for the American people or for the farmers and ranchers.
And there's so much rhetoric and propaganda being circulated about how good trade is for the United States. Well, good trade is good for the United States if the United States can win in the trade agreements. And the problem is our United States government goes into these trade agreements without having any initial goal of what they're trying to achieve. They appear to be negotiating trade agreements for the sake of engaging in trade agreements, just to beat other countries like the European Union, trying to beat the European Union from getting into a trade agreement with Southeast Asia, for example. But we simply lack a coherent national trade strategy. And we've talked before about how our organization has joined forces with manufacturers and workers, and we came up with 13 principles. And what these 13 principles are is, this is how you measure whether or not you have a good agreement. And that's the question that citizens really need to ask themselves is, how do we know if this TPP is going to benefit the United States or if it will add to the ongoing horrendous deficit that we've had in this country for over 40 years? And so we've actually established 13 measurements. Number one is, does the trade agreement give the opportunity for the United States to balance trade? In other words, over time, can we export more than we import so we can build some surpluses? If we don't build surpluses and instead we continue to accumulate a horrendous deficit, that drains our gross domestic product, that drains our economy, that hurts everybody in the United States except the multinational corporations that have no particular loyalty to the United States and, in fact, have headquarters in most or all of the countries that we have a trade agreement with. So does the agreement allow the United States to balance trade? If it gives us that opportunity, it may be good. But you need to go deeper than that. The second question we need to ask is, does the agreement allow us to optimize our domestic supply chains? In other words, for the raw product producers like farmers and ranchers and miners and timber industry workers. They are producing new wealth in this country, and you have manufacturers that are manufacturing parts for other products that are being manufactured. So the question is, does the agreement allow us to optimize those domestic supply chains so that our producers have an opportunity to be profitable? See, this is exactly the opposite of what global governance is trying to achieve through the WTO. They want global supply chains. They want manufacturers to be able to source their inputs, their raw products, their minor parts from wherever they can source it the cheapest, and then claim it's all produced in whatever country the manufacturer is based in. So two ways now to determine if we have a good agreement. Does it balance trade? Does it optimize our domestic supply chains? Then we need to ask the third question, does it achieve reciprocity? In other words, if the United States is agreeing to lower its tariffs and lower its trade barriers, are the countries that we are partnering with agreeing to do exactly the same thing, or are they withholding their access to their marketplace? And that's what we found, particularly in the beef industry. You know, we import a lot of beef from countries like Brazil and Australia, but we don't export beef to those countries, and if we do, it's a very, very small amount. There simply has not been any reciprocity in the United States. The United States has taken the naive position, well, we're the world leader. If we lower our tariffs and demonstrate that we're not afraid to open our markets completely, then other countries will follow. And instead, other countries have laughed at us and continue to practice mercantilism. And the fourth thing we need to do is ask the question of, does the trade agreement address these state-owned enterprises? And what these are government-owned, state-owned manufacturing firms and industries in countries that are exporting product around the world, and they're actually funded by their government's entire treasury. So we want those state-owned enterprises to be limited because they should not be competing head-to-head with independent, privately owned business people and farmers and ranchers here in the United States. But all of the 20 free trade agreements that we've already entered completely ignore the fact that countries like China and Japan and South Korea have state-owned enterprises that they, their industries, that they are really winning the global trade war with because they're funded by their treasuries. And then we need to ask whether or not the trade agreement addresses currency manipulation. And we know in this TPP you have Japan and you have Vietnam that are known currency manipulators. They will artificially lower their currency, let's say, for example, by 25%.
Okay,
when they do that, it makes their export products 25% cheaper than ours, and it lowers the purchasing power of their citizens by 25%, meaning our exports to that country are out of reach economically for their citizens.
We're going to have to discuss that when we come back, because we are headed right into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her Real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her Real Buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, "George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next?" Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Bill, I apologize. We were just going into that break, and you were talking about the manipulation of the currency through the different countries that do that, Japan being one of them, and how that affects the entire market, and they kind of manipulate on their behalf. And so I wanted to let you finish that.
Well, yes, and that was the fifth item of the 13 items, and I guess if we weren't on radio, we'd ask for a show of hands. Is how many of your listeners have ever heard their elected senator or representative or the president or our U.S. trade representative, how many have ever heard them articulate what they're trying to achieve in a trade agreement? Because they don't. Instead, what they do is they negotiate in secret, like this TPP was negotiated, and then they come out and say, "Trust us. This is an agreement that's good for the United States, but we're not going to vote for it perhaps until the lame duck session, because we're concerned if we vote before the election, then the members of Congress will vote based on what their constituents want, and they'll vote it down." And so now there's talk of waiting until after the election, during the lame duck session, when there will be a sufficient number of congressional members who will not be reelected, who have lost the election, and they have no longer any direct loyalties to their constituents, and then they can vote with the corporate leaders of this country and of the world. And that's really a sad commentary about how we are approaching these trade agreements. And I don't know if we want to go through the rest of these, Beth Ann.
Well, it's up to you. They're very interesting. I think it's something we need to cover.
So, well, let's do that, unless we get a call and someone says that's enough. But if we go to item number six, how to tell if we have a good trade agreement, we need to have rules of origins in those agreements, a definition for how do you determine origin, so that third parties cannot take advantage of the concessions that the participants in the trade agreement have made. In other words, if we make an agreement with Japan, we lower our tariffs and reduce our barriers, we don't want China to be able to benefit from the negotiations. In other words, if Japan can make cars that are actually 75% from China, 75% of the parts came from China, and then they can send those cars duty-free from Japan to the United States, that is a bad agreement. And that's what we're concerned about this TPP, is it allows third-party countries that are not a participant to actually benefit greatly from this agreement. So that's why we're concerned about the TPP. Another is we need to neutralize, or we ask the question, does the trade agreement neutralize what are called border-adjusted taxes? And what these are, there's other names for them, consumption taxes, value-added taxes. But what they are is when the United States negotiates a trade agreement and we agree to cut our tariffs by 15% and another country agrees to cut its tariffs by 15%, we think we have really achieved something. But no sooner does the ink dry on these agreements and the other country implements what is called a value-added tax or border adjustable tax. And what that is a 15% tax on all products that are imported into their country. And it's World Trade Organization legal. It really has the effect of negating completely concessions that we make on our tariffs, because these countries are simply offsetting the concession they made with a different type of a tax that functions the very same way as does a tariff. And the United States, again, has been tremendously naive. We're one of the very few developed countries in the world that doesn't have a value-added tax as the rest of the world does. And the rest of the world has a tax that averages somewhere between 15 to 17% that gives our domestic producers a huge disadvantage in the trade arena. The other question we need to ask is, does the agreement provide for special rules for perishable products like agricultural products? And what we need to ensure is that if domestic production is of a national security interest, we want to be able to produce food to feed our people, and it is in our national security interest to do so. But if a trade agreement doesn't allow us to protect some of our sensitive industries in the event of import surges, then it is a bad agreement. And we have been asking for decades for the U.S. Trade Representative to include special rules to safeguard our industries like our cattle industry, our hog and sheep industries, and even some of our commodities that we're dependent on here, food commodities. And they have essentially ignored our requests. The other thing we need to look at is, does the agreement allow the United States to maintain the highest possible food safety and animal health standards? Or does it require us to lower our standards to a lowest common denominator? And that's the game we've been playing with these trade agreements, is rather than try to help developing countries to strengthen their food safety standards and food quality, we instead have been lowering ours in order to facilitate imports from these developing countries that have not made the investment to meet the higher U.S. standards. And we think that's a huge detriment to the United States, and again, why we're concerned about the TPP. The other thing we need to ensure or ask with respect to trade agreements is, does it allow tax dollars collected within a country to be used to purchase domestic product? In other words, we have Buy American provisions within our federal procurement standards, like our food lunch program, for example. Food lunch is supposed to be providing or supplied with domestically produced products. But we understand that in this TPP, our Buy American programs would be WTO unlawful, that we could no longer give preference to our domestic producers even when we are providing or procuring products through federal programs with federal tax dollars. It makes absolutely no sense for our tax dollars to not be allowed to be used to purchase products for federal programs. And that, again, is a huge question that needs to be asked. Then we need to ask is, will the agreement be sunsetted at some point in the future so that in the event it is not headed the way that we thought it was when we first signed the document, we can readdress the issue, reevaluate it, and decide whether to reauthorize it. You know, the 20 free trade agreements we've entered into, they run for perpetuity. There is no sunset to these agreements. There's no opportunity to go back in and make revisions in the event that things have gone south on us, and clearly they have. And another issue that we need to be concerned about is, are there provisions within an agreement that allow our domestic industries to initiate enforcement actions quickly? Or must we first destroy our domestic industry before we can go through the elaborate global governance process of seeking redress if some countries are cheating? And that, again, is a problem we have with the TPP, is it doesn't give our domestic industries the opportunity to stop any adverse, unfair, and destructive practices of other countries before that domestic industry is harmed. And so those are the items, the measuring tools that we use when looking at a trade agreement to ask the question, is this beneficial to the United States? Will it help us grow our economy, or will it drain our economy? And from what little we know, and I qualify that, from what little we know about this secret TPP agreement with 12 countries, and now they're saying Indonesia wants to be added to this list, it's secret. So we are speculating on what it contains. We've heard bits and pieces of leaked provisions.
We're going into it.
We really don't know.
I want to talk about
it. It does not sound good.
I want to talk about why. Why is it secret? We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. And Bill and Bethann will be right back.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. We've been talking about the TPP, and we mentioned as we were going into that break that there's so much of it that is secret that we really are speculating. And why would they put it out there in a secret way? Why would they do that, Bill?
Well, that's absolutely contrary to our form of government, to what citizens both expect and deserve. But we have seen an increasing level of secrecy with all of these agreements as we progress since the early 90s when we started entering into them. And I think the main reason they've kept it secret is because they are so unpopular with the U.S. citizens, that U.S. citizens realize that these free trade agreements have contributed to our economic recessions. They have contributed to our job losses. They have contributed to the offshoring of literally millions of manufacturers. And they have allowed the corporate multinationalists to line their pockets at the expense of citizens and producers and independent manufacturers. And so this is really a government elitist type of action where they negotiate in complete secrecy, and then they arm twist members of Congress to pass the fast track or the trade promotion authority bill that they recently passed, that essentially takes from the members of Congress the responsibility and authority that they had to make amendments to the agreement if they find provisions in it unfavorable. But now they've essentially given to the president, to the executive branch, the authority to negotiate the agreement, to sign the agreement, to promulgate rules to implement the agreement, and those rules actually change our laws. And Congress sits on their thumbs, and all they can do is vote up or down. It's really a very sad commentary on the direction this country is going, and it is the opposite of transparency when you have such these very important agreements cloaked in the level of secrecy that they are.
Well, and I would think if it's secret,
here it is. This agreement was negotiated on October 5th, and here we're reaching the end of October, and no one has yet seen it, except for members of Congress who could go in and read it in a sealed room. They could not take notes, and they were actually subject to criminal prosecution if they were to disclose the contents of the agreement.
But something's wrong with that picture. That something is very wrong with that picture. That
absolutely.
If you can't read something, you sure shouldn't be voting on it. You know, that was something that rubbed me wrong with the Obamacare. You know, none of them had read it. There's no way they could read it. And yet they voted for it, and they exempted themselves from it. And there's something very wrong with that picture.
Yeah, and just for disclosure purposes, it will be made public if the president is going to ask Congress to vote for it. The problem is it's a very voluminous document, as we understand, and Congress is going to have a very limited amount of time to review it, 60 to 90 days at most. That is not the government that we expect and deserve.
No, it is not. Well, let's just for the last few minutes here, let's get just we've only got about 4 minutes, Bill. Let's give an update on COOL. Where are we right now with COOL?
Well, we're currently waiting on the World Trade Organization to issue its decision regarding whether Canada and Mexico's claim that COOL has cost them, country of origin labeling has cost them over $3 billion is correct, or if the United States is correct to say that the maximum amount that, our domestic COOL law could cost them is only $91 million. So that process is being deliberated right now by the World Trade Organization. They were supposed to make a decision on November 27th, but they've now made an announcement and said they're going to kick that back, and now it'll be sometime in early December before it is released. But Mixo, we have a pending decision that we're waiting on. Meanwhile, Canada has elected a new prime minister. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is likely to be far less fanatical than his predecessor, Stephen Harper, and Stephen Harper's ag minister, Gary Ritz, was a downright tyrant. He went to Congress and literally rattled sabers and threatened Congress and U.S. industries by stating that they're going to, you know, exact financial harm if we didn't repeal COOL. And that's what caused our U.S. House of Representatives to shake in their boots and to pass legislation to repeal COOL. Fortunately, the Senate hasn't done that. And Beth Ann, I believe it's because your listeners as well have been writing to and calling members of Congress, just like the letter you read earlier. Mm-hmm. And that has had a tremendous impact on the Senate. So the Senate has not followed suit as the House did to repeal COOL. So we are waiting now for the WTO to make its final decision. Meanwhile, we've asked the president in a letter, and we've asked our Secretary of Agriculture and our U.S. Trade Ambassador to pick up the phone and contact the newly elected Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Canada and tell him to back off COOL, and then to sit down and negotiate a compromise with Canada that gives that country something that they want and would be beneficial to them without doing two things: without forcing us to relinquish our mandatory COOL law, and without harming our U.S. industries. And Beth-Ann, that can be done. There are a host of issues that we could sit at a table with a reasonable prime minister and negotiate a favorable outcome. And that's what we want our executive branch to do right now, is to take advantage of this time where we don't know what the WTO is going to do, but let's get Canada to back off. Let's get Canada to respect our U.S. sovereignty, our right to inform our consumers where our food is produced, and then let's commit to Canada that we'll do the same for them. We need to impart some reasonableness and common sense into this entire industry or issue, rather than to continue to rely on these fanatical and propagandist and rhetoric and political arm twisting that we've seen for so long regarding this very, very important issue
for every U.S. citizen. We're just about out of time, so we need to give the listeners a number. The D.C. switchboard, is that what you want to give out? I have it right in front of me. It's 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And you can visit RCAF's website for more information. That's r-cafusa.com. And the number in their office is 406-252-2516. Is that what you want me to give, Bill?
Absolutely. I'm glad you had that in front of you. Thank you.
I had to do some scurrying for it because I can't get my computer to come up. I appreciate you being with us today, Bill. Keep us informed. Bill is going to be with us again next month. We're trying to have him on every month so we can stay on top of this. Folks, you've got to do that. You've got to call your the switchboard there in D.C. and tell them no to this TPP. That is 202-224-3121. Thank you, Bill. I remember what you said a few months back. You're not against trade. You're against stupid trade. And that's what we need to have. We need to have common sense trade so that it'll help everyone here in the United States of America. We're done for the day. I appreciate all that you do, Bill. Folks, it takes every one of us to make these phone calls, to write these letters, and to bring America home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.